AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Postal carrier Doug Hughes is being released from federal custody in Washington and will return home to Florida. Hughes landed a gyrocopter on the lawn of the U.S. Capitol yesterday. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani reports officials are reviewing what happened.
A military official says NORAD, the FAA, and other agencies are going over sensor data. A NORAD spokesman says the incident highlights a long-standing vulnerability, an inability to detect some low, slow-flying objects. He says the military started testing a new sensor system in orbit over Maryland's Aberdeen Proving Ground. It includes a football field-sized blimp that floats at about 10,000 feet. Officials say it should be integrated into the air defense system in a few months. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
For the fifth time, former rap music mogul Suge Knight has been taken from court to a hospital for what's described as a medical emergency. This time, it's after a judge in Los Angeles ruled Knight will stand trial on charges including murder and attempted murder for hitting two men with his pickup truck, killing one of them. Defense attorney Matthew Fletcher says Knight was defending himself.
I know we'll be able to prove that because we have a couple witnesses already who have stated that the gun was removed from them.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Martin Dempsey says Islamic State militants are closing in on the western Iraqi city of Ramadi.
It's not symbolic in any way. It's not been declared, part of the caliphate on one hand or central to the future of Iraq. But we want to get it back.
Dempsey says American airstrikes are concentrating more on protecting the strategically important town of Beji and the oil refinery there. President Obama has signed legislation permanently changing how Medicare pays doctors. Stocks had a brief surge. But in the end, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 6 points. This is AP Radio News. Top lawmakers have struck a deal to allow President Obama to fast-track trade deals. Here's the AP's Mark Smith.
As with previous trade deals, so-called fast-track authority would let Obama ask Congress rule on the Trans-Pacific Partnership without trying to amend it. He's hoping this deal and another being negotiated with Europe will boost U.S. exports and cement his economic legacy. Critics, including top Democrats and labor, contend they'll siphon more jobs to low-wage countries.
A scare for the country music group Lady Antebellum. A tire blew out on one of their tour buses along an interstate near Dallas.
A lot of heat and fire was caused by that blowout. And as a result, you see what happened. The bus caught on fire. He stopped the bus. Everybody was able to exit the bus safely.
Mike Hatfield is with Garland Police. Lady Antebellum is in Dallas for the Academy of Country Music Awards this weekend. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.